Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today is Olivia Claggett, local harpist, a little bit of everything. Does it all. Makes
cookies.
Know a
lot of everything.
Yes, I'm going to say the Jane of all trades, not Jack of all trades. The Jane of all trades joining us. Sunny today, high near 42, partly cloudy tonight. And then for your Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. Now, Olivia, we're going to get into your big trip that you took out and performed at the White House. But I asked you when you came in, are you busy for Valentine's Day? And you said you have like five or six concerts you're going to be doing over the next week or so?
Yes.
That's pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, what does Olivia Claggett listen to when she wants to hear some romantic music? What do you, if you were at a concert and you said, well, I'd like to hear that, would it be a harp? What would you want to hear?
Well, actually, it's funny you ask that today because just last week, actually, I had a friend of mine who gave me the gift of a ticket to see Andrea Bocelli sing in Columbus. You want to talk about goosebumps and thrills for 2.5 hours.
Yes, yeah. I saw him the last time he was here. He came around Christmas. And outstanding.
Outstanding.
Did you catch his performance on the Olympics?
I did not yet, but
Google
I've heard
it.
I need to. Yes, yes.
That's all I can tell you.
Yes.
You will love that show.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, like I said, we saw it at Christmas time. So it's going to probably have a little bit different vibe. I think he's doing Romanza. His,
yes.
Yeah, the 30th anniversary of that.
Yep.
So yeah, look at that, Riley. I know a little some culture there.
You never cease to amaze. Never.
But fantastic. But all right. All these concerts you're going to be doing for Valentine's, I mean, how many songs do you know? I mean, what's in your repertoire? I mean, can if somebody says, hey, could you play this? Could Olivia Claggett just go on that harp and do it?
Yeah, so I have, thankfully, I'm going to brag on my teacher for a minute. Candace Dunham has been my teacher for the last 18 years. And she and I are very, very close. And she has done so much to prepare me as a performer. She has given me just every tool that I need. So yes, I'm classically trained, but I'm also trained in how to do pop, you know, pop covers or how to do the Celtic music. And since I play both lever harp and pedal harp, I can pretty much handle anything. So in my repertoire right now, I would guesstimate that there's at least 1,000 songs in there, give or take. But there's always, I'm always learning. So for these gigs coming up for Valentine's Day specifically, I'm doing about 1 to 2 hour shows for each one. So if you guesstimate like 20 to 30 songs per hour, you know, you've got 60-ish songs that I'll be performing each time. But it, I mean, for every show, it's different. Mm-hmm. And I like to change it up based on my audience and who's there.
Mm. Well, I'm going to see Get the Let Out tomorrow. I'm thinking your music is going to be a little bit different than what I'm going to
do. I bet you played some Zeppelin, though. I bet you could do some Zeppelin.
I could if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I have never done that, but I'm sure I could handle
really?
It.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. That might be more of like an electric harp thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't have right now.
But I mean, you know, one of the trends kind of in music right now is, you know, like, hey, this is a classic rock song. Let's countrify it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, that's a disco song. Let's make it a rock song. So,
right.
I mean, putting the harp twist
right.
on
there's
that.
A lot of,
I imagine
yes.
there's a lot of, oh, wow, that's so cool moments
yeah.
in your life.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said two different harps. What do you play mostly?
It depends. Depends on the gigs that I'm getting ready for. Next week, all of my gigs are with my pedal harp, which is a concert grand pedal harp. It's the biggest of the instruments. Weighs about 90 pounds, and I carry it around with me everywhere I go. So
she wasn't in the marching band.
No,
always an adventure.
I would not. Where is she? Oh, she's about a mile
back. She's way back. Yeah, yeah.
All right. You said 18 years. How'd you get started?
So when I was 3 years old, I started asking my mom for a harp teacher. I had never seen a harp, never heard a harp. Our family has no connections to harpists at all. So I always tell people it was God's gift to me because I just started asking. And so thankfully, my mom listened to me. And she was she looked and looked and looked for a long time for a teacher because they don't just appear out of
yeah,
nowhere.
Yeah, probably not a lot of harp teachers in Licking County.
No, actually. And when she finally found somebody, she wanted me to take piano lessons first. And I did. And I hated it. I can actually say that that was one of the worst parts of my whole life. I was so bad at it.
Well, but here's the thing. As someone else who's taken piano lessons, I don't know a lot of kids that love taking piano lessons. Scales again.
Right.
Got to learn the treble from the bass. And oh, my God. I feel you totally on that.
I was just so bad at it. And it was not for me. So I actually ended up doing that for 2 years instead of 1 year, as we thought at the beginning, because the teacher that we originally had, she kind of like backed out on what she was going to do. So my mom had to go on the search again. And I didn't know this, so I was just being tortured every week at piano lessons. And I had the best teacher. She was so sweet. I hated it. So,
but she was so sweet.
She was. But finally, when I was 8 years old, my mom found Candace Dunham. And I remember that first lesson, October 18th, 2007. I'll never forget it because it was a life-changing moment. Mm. I walked in and I sat down behind this little blue harp on the floor. And it was love at first sight, truly. I put my hands on the strings. I walked away that night the happiest girl in the world. And I never, ever, ever had a single moment in the last 18 years where I was like, I hate this. I don't want to do this. It was just always, what more can I do to learn? What can I get into that involves the harp? What can I do with this gift that God gave me to help other people? And that's really where it all went.
There's got to be some transition, though, because you say, I mean, you know, when you're eight and you're starting out, you're not using that giant grand harp.
Right.
So what transitionally, I mean, is there like junior harp, then senior harp, and full-blown harp? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so the smallest harp that I started out on, I think that harp had like either 22 or 29 strings on it. It was really tiny. And quickly went from that in about, I don't know, probably about a month. I was on to the next size. My harp teacher's husband builds harps. Mm. So all of the harps that I had in the beginning were all built by him, which were really special instruments. So I went through 1, 2, 3 rentals before my parents were like, oh, she's really serious about this. Yeah, so
hey,
we
honey,
have
don't
to.
Worry about that piano.
Right.
<That's over.
laughs> So they actually they joke about it, but they're like, we had to get a new family vehicle because of you, because we had to have something to transport the harp around.
Sure.
Had to do that, and then also they had a harp custom built for my 9th birthday, and so that harp has been my sidekick for my whole entire harping existence, built by my harp teacher's husband. It's got my name on it. It has very special touches in it that are specifically for me, picked out by my parents.
Amazing. So. I mean, now you talked about your harp teacher. Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself doing that one time because of the impact she had on you? Do you see yourself at some point, maybe you are now, I mean, you do everything else, but I mean, do you see yourself giving back like that?
I would love to. Mm-hmm. There's a very specific training that I would like to do in order to do that. I'm a quote unquote Suzuki kid. So the Suzuki method was the entire training that I went through. And that's what I would love to give back with. So in order to do that, there's a lot of training involved, which right now I don't have the time of day to go do because I think it's in Texas where I have to go and do it for a couple weeks. So one day I do hope to take that training and then start my own studio.
If folks want to, you know, how far out do they need to schedule you? Again, I'm going back to Valentine's Day. You got this and you've got all these other things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Is it just, hey, could be a couple weeks out, could be I can come for you next week. How do you do that? How do you pick where you're going to go?
Yeah, the more time I have, the better, obviously, just because of scheduling. But I did have a couple call me from Grand Rapids, Michigan, with about 7 weeks before their wedding and said, hey, we don't have music. Can you help us out? And so in just a few weeks, I'm headed up to Grand Rapids to perform for their wedding. So that was a 7 week notice. I got you. Some people were like, hey, my entertainment for tonight quit. Can you help me out? And yes, I have done that too.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah. So it's literally harp on the fly. Let's go.
Yes.
You keep it in the car?
I mean, I wish I could. It can't stand out in the
cold. No, I know. I'm
cold,
just joking, but I mean, as much as you
that's,
do.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And this next week, it'll be very much like that. I'll put it in the car, get it back out, put it in the house, leave it in the cover, and then just take it right back out again.
Are you on social media, YouTube, if folks want to find you and say, okay, I want to hear, where are you at on that?
Yeah, if you go to YouTube, it's Olivia of Sharon Valley or Sharon Valley Harp. You can look that up. And then Instagram and Facebook, Olivia Claggett, Sharon Valley Harp. If you look up any of those things, it'll pop right up. I've got a website, and then I also have websites for the various other things that I'm involved with. So if you Google my name, something will show up with the harp. Yes.
Cookies comes up. Yeah. Like, what, this girl said she plays the harp.
Yeah, she does cookies too.
Yeah, right. Yep, cookies
and pizza.
Too.
And pizza.
And pizza. Yep.
Okay. Trip to the White House for the holidays. How was it? Again, when you call, I could hear it in your voice when I was talking to you about the excitement that was building. Yeah. What was that like?
It was, it still gives me goosebumps and makes me cry. Like, sorry, but it just was so absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. It was breathtaking. It was, it gave me the once in a lifetime feeling without making me feel like it was only once. You know, I might get to go back someday, I hope to. I witnessed so many kind and beautiful things while we were there. The whole trip, you know, my family got to go. That was the most special part of the whole thing. My mom and dad, my siblings, just having them there was so special. And I was so amazed by how kindly we were treated and by everybody, not just at the White House, but at the hotel where we stayed at. Everybody just like bent over backwards. That was amazing because there's a lot of conjecture about like how people are being treated and blah, 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 blah. I get that. But we were treated so well. And so that was honestly one of the best parts. Mm-hmm. As far as the White House itself, of course, absolutely stunning. I mean, it was gorgeous in there. The whole place just sparkled and it smelled good. I don't know why I didn't think of this, but like all of the trees, not just the main one, all of them are real in there. So like it smelled so amazing. So walk in there, it just smelled like Christmas. Oh. Yeah.
So explain how you got chosen, because you weren't the one who, if I remember,
correct,
did not say, hey, I want to do this. Maybe explain. And then, come on. Was it a phone call from the White House? I mean, talk about when you were selected, how that process went.
Yeah. So last January, actually, I mentioned to a friend just offhand. I was like, you know, it would just be so cool to go to the White House and perform one day. Like, how cool would that be? And this friend of mine, I think she remembered that. And last August, in the middle of the night, she sent me a text and she said, hey, I think you need to do this. And it was a screenshot of a public service announcement from Melania Trump. And it said she was looking for volunteers for performing and decorating at the White House. And so my friend Linda, she said, why don't you apply for this? And I was like, you're crazy. Like, I'm literally like, it's just me. I'm from Newark, Ohio. You know, like, I know. And she's like, no, I really think you should. And I said, okay, I'll think about it. And I stewed about it for a little bit and finally decided, okay, I'm going to do it. So I filled out the application. It was a very easy application, about 8 questions, you know, basically name and contact information. And then why do you want to do this? And what are your YouTube links? That was it. Sent that on through. I was not supposed to find out anything at all until October 14th. So I was like, I'm going to forget about this for a couple months and move on with life. And much to my surprise, September 3rd, I got an email that said, congratulations, you've been selected. And I about had a heart attack on the spot. I was so shocked. I could hardly move. I didn't even know what to do.
Did you call your friend? Did you call your mom, your teacher, and go, I need you to read this to make sure I'm not messing this up?
I actually read it 5 times because I thought it was spam mail, you know, just something that had come through. And my mom was standing right there, and all I could do was just hand her my phone and say, read this. I didn't know what else to do. So her eyes got real big, and she's all excited. So I held on to it. My sister was standing right there as well, so she found out real early on. And then I held on to it all the rest of that day, just like, I got to tell my dad. And then that night after work, I said, Dad, I really need to talk to you for a few minutes. And I'll never forget, I led up like this whole long story because he didn't even know that I had applied. He had no idea. And so I got this whole long story and told him all about it. And then I said, so Dad, I'm going to be performing at the White House. And I'll never forget his face. He looked at me and he goes, you mean the White House? I said, yeah, Dad, we're going.
Sounds like a dad thing.
It was the best.
100%.
Yeah. It was like so cool.
100%.
The White House.
Yes.
So before we take a break, where did you perform? How long did you perform? What some of the songs you performed?
Yeah. So I actually performed in the East Room of the White House, which is a very, very important room. I didn't know a whole lot about it until I got there, but very, very cool room, right in the middle of everything. And it was just me as a solo performer. So I pretty much had the room to myself. And I got to perform for about an hour and a half, which went by in about 2 seconds. I feel like I sat down and then it was time to go. And as far as songs go, I played a lot of traditional Christmas songs, but I also had to throw in Somewhere in My Memory from Home Alone. And the reason I did that is Donald Trump is the president and he was in Home Alone too. And so I just had to tie that in together because I felt like since I was in his house, I needed to pay homage to his little cameo clip on Home Alone. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Now I believe you said the president and first lady were there, but you didn't get a chance to meet him. I just wonder if he was sitting in his office in the Oval Office and went, I think I know that song. What is going on here? So it was you and there were other performers, right? Did you get a chance to talk to the other performers too and go, I'm glad I'm done, or what? I'll take your spot.
Right. So when I first got there, I was listening, so I was actually downstairs, and I could hear upstairs in the East Room that there was a bunch of singing going on. The group that performed right before me was a family of singers. They were fantastic, just so great. And I think it was a mom and two daughters and then a nephew or something playing the piano. Great people. I got to basically say hi-bye to them because I had to get into place. But the guy, he talked to my mom for quite a while afterwards. My mom afterwards told me that he was just so, so kind. You know, he was loving their chance to perform, but he was also loving the harp because that was such a unique thing. And it was just a really cool experience, even just to be in the same place where other performers had been. In fact, Bocelli had just been there about 3 weeks prior to those performances. So that was a cool moment, too.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Have you ever been nervous like you were then? Or were you even nervous? Was it Olivia? Was it just, hey, I've done this so many times? I mean, I'm sure you had to have a little bit of nerves. But I mean, once you hit the first one where you're like, okay, it's time. Let's go.
Yeah. I was actually not nervous at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my element, using a gift that God had given me. And just so in awe of the fact that I was even there. Like, so humbled by that. And also soaking up every moment, like watching people go through there and like, oh, there's a harp in the room. You know, just that wow factor. I was soaking it all up. So I loved it more than anything. All of the feeling inside of me was, I was tingling from head to toe, but it was from excitement, not from nervousness. I think my favorite moment was when I was sitting there. And I knew my family was going to come in because they were having a tour of the White House. And I saw my dad walk in the room. When I saw him, I almost lost it. His face was beaming. He was just like radiant. And then I saw my siblings walk in and they were beaming. It was just like this full circle moment of like, what a gift this is to be sitting right here performing. It was just amazing.
Yes, dads, we can fall for stuff like
yeah.
that. I'm almost getting teary-eyed now, so we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by
Licking County Transit. Joined today by Olivia Claggett, harpist here in the community, harpist, cookie maker, works family with Plaza Pizza. I mean, she does everything, folks. I mean, I'm kind of curious, how, do you have to practice and do cookies at the same time? How do you do that and keep your fingers clean? Because I can live. What's on this harp over here? Oh, there's some chocolate chip cookies and that kind of thing. That's so fun. What's your favorite cookie to make?
Favorite cookie? I know this is going to sound very cliche, but there is a chocolate chip recipe that my mom has had for ever and ever and ever. And it is probably my most popular cookie that I use in this business. And people just, they're like, what is this magic? It's so good. So all the credit for that goes to my mom. It's pretty special.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever.
Got that recipe memorized.
Okay, we talk about the White House and your trip there and kind of how you fell into the harp. But, I mean, you bleed this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you do. It is in your soul. I mean, we were laughing during the break. You brought a piano again. You rolled your eyes. Yeah. It's all about the harp. What's the HARP project? What are you doing? What are you trying to do here in this community?
Yeah, so actually last February, I had just gotten back from a trip to the Eastern Caribbean where I got to spend 2 solid weeks island hopping, essentially, on a cruise. And that trip changed me. I think traveling is a very healthy thing sometimes because it gives us perspective. That trip definitely did that for me. I was with my mom. It was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and we started to notice some things about the people in these islands. They don't have a lot. We know that as Americans, but to truly witness it just changes us. And when we saw these people who have the bare minimum of necessities for life, what we noticed was their joy and just how happy they are to be alive, to be in a community together. And one of the things that brings them together is music. They're constantly listening to or making up new tunes or dancing along just all the time. It's part of their culture. And so when I got home from that trip, I was like, you know what? I think we're missing something in America today. I think we're missing that sense of community now more than ever because everything we hear is so divisive. Everything that you hear, it's whether it's social media or the news media or anything. And so that really started to bug me and I got a burden and God gave me a vision for a way to at least start to combat that problem. So last February through really last summer sometime, I started sitting down with people who had been influential in my life in multiple ways. People who had either I had met them through Plaza Pizza or through my harp journey, which is kind of all intertwined. And I said, what do you think about this idea? I said, what do you think about a Licking County harp project that brings people together through music and storytelling? Like, what do we think about this? And to my surprise, everybody said, do it. And so by the time I got to May or June of last year, I had so many people on board with it that I was like, well, whether I wanted to do it or not, I'm going to do it now because I have to. People were starting to catch the vision. They said, yeah, you're right. It is hard because everything you turn on is division. We don't want that in our communities, and yet we let it happen anyway. But I believe truly that one of the most healing things that we have in society is music. If we let it be healing. And one of the characteristics of the harp specifically that it's known for, and this is scientific, I mean, it is rock solid truth. The harp has healing properties to it. There's something about the way it vibrates. And when people hear it, when they walk into a room where a harp is being played, they notice a shift. And so I was like, okay, let's capitalize on that a little bit. If I can use the music that God has placed in my life and I can essentially change the energy in a room through music, that opens up people's hearts. And the more you can do that, the more stories are willing to be are shared with each other. So the start of this project is really just about bringing people back together in our community, specifically here, and then hopefully beyond just our little spot here through music and storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
So are you asking, what are you asking folks to do then? How can we get involved to help with this project?
Yeah, so there's two main things right now, because the HAARP, there is a specific Licking County HAARP being built as we speak in Texas right now. The HAARP is going to be an icon of Licking County. So the HAARP was actually sponsored by so many kind individuals and small businesses who said, we believe in this project. We want to help you on this journey. So their names will actually be hand painted onto the HAARP. And then once the HAARP is done, we're going to use it for countless filming projects. We hope to start a podcast, just all kinds of things. Again, bringing people together. So that being said, we need two things. One, it pretty much is always going to be a fundraising project. Like, I can't negate that, even though I would love to. HAARPs are expensive. They're expensive to maintain. The projects themselves are going to require funding, all of that. So that's the one thing. But the more important thing is for people to talk about it. We want people to see this hot pink. And yes, it is going to be a hot pink HAARP. We want to see that out in, you know, filming locations or wherever we're at. And we want people to come up and ask us questions about it. And when I say us, right now, there's just a couple of us who are like kind of heading this up. Myself, obviously, as the performer, but then my friend Matt, who is a phenomenal DJ, videographer, all the things, he kind of fills in all the gaps where I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And I'm like, Matt, can you help me out? So he's really great with that kind of stuff. So again, the more we can get people talking about it and interested in this goal of bringing people together, you know, it may be that it inspires somebody else to do a similar project. That would be awesome. Anything we can do to bring people together and to hear each other's stories, to listen truly instead of just listening for the sake of listening. We want to get to the heart of people in our community. We also want to highlight local businesses. I did an auction back in December to help start funding all of this, and I had over 60 local businesses say, yes, let's do this. That's incredible. We had 60 businesses say yes to us in under 30 days. Like, that's insane. But I think that Licking County is a special gem, and that there's a lot of people here who understand the importance of community. They want to be kind to each other. They want to help, but they need to know how. And so I think music is one of those ways.
Mm-hmm. So how can they get information? Is it just, again, do your, you know, Google mm-hmm. Olivia Claggett? I mean, how can folks get involved then?
Yeah, so my social media is constantly updated with all kinds of updates, whether it be about this specific art mm-hmm. project or another or anything. So social media is a huge way. But then there's also LickingCountyHAARP.com, which will be updated the more projects we get going. There's also a website. This one is just like the flat web page right now, but it's going to be something pretty special eventually. The OliviaCorner.com is actually the blog part of this project. So again, the storytelling. So those blogs will kind of tie in with the filming projects that we do. The goal is to take this hot pink HAARP to the most insane places you can think of, whether in Licking County or further than Licking County. We want to take it everywhere and for people to be like, what is that all about? Like, who has this massive pink HAARP just sitting around? You know, there's something to that. But then also I think it's cool because the people's names will be hand painted onto the HAARP. People are going to look at that and ask questions. They're going to be like, who's this person? Why are they involved? So I think that kind of allows me to build relationships right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, God bless you. I mean, because to take on something of that magnitude and get people to buy in right away, I was even impressed when you said 60 businesses are jumping in, because that's one of the hardest things to do. But I think you are right. Joel and I talk about this all the time. There's so much more good in the world, but all you hear and it is the bad. So for you to be able to say, hey, I'm going to come out and I'm going to take the lead on this, and then to get people buy in, that's pretty impressive. So, I mean, not bad at all. Now, I was only laughing because you said hot pink, and I just had to look over here and see this big Yeti pink cup. So that must be somebody's favorite color.
Yes. Uh-huh. Pink has always been my signature color.
Yep.
There's a lot of, I don't know if you've ever looked into like color theory before. But there's actually a lot that has to do with people's favorite colors and their personalities. It's a very fascinating study, and I love that because it also ties into music. Musical notes actually emit color frequencies. And so that's just something, color has always been a huge part of my life. It's a huge part of the creative process for me. And so the more of my favorite things that are around me in that color family, the more inspired I become.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I'm so glad I was able to get you in. And believe me, when you get the harp in, we'll have you come in with it, maybe get you even to pluck a few strings for
I'd
us.
Love to. Yeah,
have
I would
some
love
fun
to.
With it. Again, fantastic story. Being able to play at the White House, I mean, I just can't imagine what that would have been like. And to have your whole family there, I mean, most of your family there, is great as well. Again, if folks want to help, what do they got to do? Give me a website or a Facebook page or on the YouTube.
Yep, exactly. Olivia Claggett on Facebook, and then Sharon Valley Harp, Licking County Harp, those are both websites. And then, of course, you can just Google any of that as well. And then YouTube, Sharon Valley Harp as well.
Very good. Olivia, pleasure to meet you. It was so fun talking to you back right before you headed over to the White House. Even better yet to have you come in and join us today. So thank you, and we'll keep in touch with the Harp Project. We'll help you with that.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.